Hi and welcome to the Work Item Visualization extension for Visual Studio Online demo. You can install it from the new Visual Studio Marketplace that you can currently see on the screen. Once installed, you can open up any work item and you will have a new button available called Visualize. When you click on Visualize, it will open up a new window which will show you a tree view of this work item and any of its direct relations. For example, this PBI has a chainset linked to it. It also has a feature linked to it, and that feature is a parent. If you left click on the chainset, you can continue navigating the tree. If you left click on a feature, it will expand the feature and any of its links. If I now left click on the bug, it will also expand those. Now, I may want to jump directly into any of these items that I can see on the screen. For example, if I right click on chainset, it will show me the chainset details. If I right click on a feature, it will show me the feature details, and I can go and change those. Now, this extension has all the standard things you may want to have on a graphical view. For example, I can go and zoom out, zoom in. I can go and fit to the window. I can change the tree to be from left to right, to being to top to bottom. I prefer left to right, so I change it back. I can also see a minimap. I can get a quick overview if the tree is very, very big. A few more things I may want to do with this extension. If I have a big tree, I may want to identify certain items on the tree faster based on rules. So this extension has highlighting capabilities for that specific scenario. I can add highlighting rules. For example, that any item in the state new should have a background of orange. And I can continue adding these type of rules. One final thing I may want to do, I may want to start navigating a new item directly from this form. Then I can just enter an ID here, and it will start navigating from this item. You can also see that it kept the highlighting rules I have applied to it. As a last thing, if I have a very big graph, or if I like the graph and it's showing me certain scenarios, I may want to share it with other people. So I can also export this graph as an image. I could print it out afterwards. That's it. Thank you.